And on today's QueerCast, we celebrate Memorial Day. It's a long weekend for us here in the United States of America. But we also are talking with our queer respondent from the North in Canada, Deb Pierce from Proud FM. She's here to tell us what the Canadians think of our election down here, down under, between Barack and Hillary, and what they think and their helpful tips about marriage, gay marriage, and what's going on in California. I saw Avenue Q this week. What did I think? And also, we're going to talk about the witch. That's right. Wah, the witch. And the queen. Who are those two? Well, you'll have to listen if you want to know. I love Deb Pierce. It's so much fun when she's on.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Oh, I like that.
I'm Deb Pierce.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Queercast, show number 212. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Deb Pierce.
You are?
Hello.
Our queer respondent from Toronto.
Up in the T.O. Represent. I don't know what that was.
I love that. Hey, you know, it's Memorial Day here in the States. You all have, do you celebrate a type of Memorial Day? Is that poppies? The red poppies I always
No,
see?
We do that. We do a Remembrance Day, but that's not even close to being a holiday anymore. Last weekend we had God Save the Queen. We had Queen Victoria Day, so it's Victoria Day long weekend. We had a holiday last Monday.
Yeah, she was a pretty girl.
Yeah, they're all good looking. I mean, really, if you like that kind of thing, and it's amazing that they procreate it all. Really,
it's crazy, isn't
it? Well, they're all into horses, so and their faces kind of. Who said that? That's terrible.
No.
Amy Matheny, show 212. How are you?
I'm very, very good. It's a gorgeous day here in Chicago, finally, and I love working on a holiday because all I have to do is sit and chat with Deb and talk about what's going on in my world and your world.
Well, I wish I could say the same. I just got off the air, and I had a great day, and I'm in between work, talking with you, which is not at all work, it's fun, and I'm going to a concert tonight.
Who are you hearing?
Sheryl Crow and K.T. Tunstall. But I'm in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, why?
Well, I got up this morning, I got dressed, I went to work, resembling, well, let's just, we'll paint the picture, okay? I've got running shoes on, they're gray, red, and white. I have plaid shorts that go just a little below my knee. They're shockingly gray, red, and white. I've got a reddish salmon diesel t-shirt on. And I'm going to an outdoor concert on the lake. A, I look like I belong to the Lesbian Professional Golfers Association. And B, it's Sheryl Crow. She's a rockin' chick, and I look like, hi, golf anyone?
Are you going to get to meet her?
I hope so.
She's really hot. Don't you think she's hot?
She's sexy in a musician / I used to be a teacher kind of way. Because she was, and she's so like Sting, right? He's hot. He was an English teacher. There's something hot about that. But Katie Tunstall, do you know her work?
I do. She's the Suddenly I See and Black Horse and the Cherry Tree and all the things
exactly
that rhyme
it
with E, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, that's right. KT. That's right. E. Yeah, so that's going to be a good concert tonight. And I'm taking my girl out for dinner. And again, with the totally casual wear to a very nice restaurant, I'm not quite sure. I think you can go to really, really nice restaurants early enough to dress like this, do you think?
As long as you're color coordinated, and it sounds like you are.
I couldn't be more. I look like a 6-year-old. You know how they always have matching outfits?
Did you have granimals up in Canada?
Yeah,
there you go. You match your tops and your bottoms so you can start learning how to put on your clothes.
That's what it looks like. It's terrible. And it's so funny because you're so bang on. I can't even stand it.
You have to send me a picture. Hey, I heard that KT is there. She's suspect. Is she a sister?
Yeah.
Is she part of family?
I think she's a dyke in training. I don't know anyone that has personally, so I can't say 100% for sure. And sadly, I haven't, so I can't give you a play-by-play, which of course I would. But I do believe that she may be a Leslie Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
swinging the old golf club, swinging the old softball bat.
Hey, maybe this is the perfect outfit then.
Maybe the perfect outfit.
She's so cute, and she's got an accent. There's nothing hotter than a hot girl with an accent.
Where's really. She from?
I think Scotland.
Oh, I like the Scottish brogue.
I know, it's good. Absolutely fantastic. I'll be like, hello, Katie, this is Deb Pierce. How are you? I don't know where I don't know who I became there with that accent. So that's what I'm doing tonight. How was your weekend? I guess you're on your third day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was sick all last week, but really the highlight of my weekend and week was that I went to see Avenue Q, which has
great
now come to Chicago. And folks, if you have not seen this show and you live in the Chicago area, plus they're going on a big major tour, so, and they're coming to Canada.
They sure are coming to Toronto.
It is fantastic. And I saw it on Broadway back when there was just a little buzz about it and it just come to Broadway, and I flew to New York to see Wicked, funny enough. And
popular.
I went by myself. Yeah, I went by myself one weekend and I had a night free, and I just went to the theater and said, hey, do you have a single ticket? I've heard a lot about your show. And they said, yeah, we actually have one for tonight, and it's a great seat. So I saw it in New York, and I've been telling people about it, and now it's here. And this is a fantastic cast, this cast that's on tour, just brilliant. I was really impressed. So I laughed and coughed and coughed and laughed my way through Avenue Q.
Are you still sick? Is that allergies, or do you just...
No, I just got a bang old head cold, just... A big old kicker of one. And the funny thing is, you know, you and I share this in common. I stopped smoking a little over 2 years ago.
Right.
And my family, when I told them I was sick last week, they said, God, you have been sick so much. And it's always respiratory. It's always head cold. It's always a chest cold. And I said, well, fuck, I should have just kept smoking. Maybe it was killing off some of this bad shit. But
maybe some of those 300 chemicals, including arsenic, were fending off my common cold.
Exactly.
You know what's interesting, Amy? I haven't really been sick since I quit.
Ugh.
And you know, that also is, I think that also lends to not partying as much, not being out as much, and not sharing, you know, glasses, drinks, and cigarettes. You know,
and bodily fluids.
Exactly. Well, yes. Yes. Let's just do a whole umbrella term for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think, but you sound great.
Well, thank you. I actually feel good. Right before you and I spoke, I went and had a master massage.
A master,
My massage.
Oh, thank you. Okay, yeah.
Mm.
I thought we were going down the road of personal time again.
Well, we could.
Yeah, we probably will at the end of this.
We probably will at the end.
Yeah.
But it was so good, and it was exactly the right day through this sickness to have the massage. I feel
perfect.
So open and relaxed and great today.
You sound really great.
Beautiful, beautiful day. Hey, we're going to go to the news, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about, is Canada even paying attention to the big election happening here in the States? And
hell bells, yes.
And some of the advice you might have for us down here in California as marriage is soon to be legal. We'll be back after the news.
I don't have digital. I don't have Diddly Squad. It's not having what you want. You've got, I'm gonna soak up the sun.
My idea of a perfect woman is, A, she's got to be hot.
Film is sort of a look at how we place such a high emphasis on beauty.
Roger Ebert gives America the Beautiful 3 stars, and the Windy City Times calls it insightful and entertaining.
We're not going to put someone ugly on our cover. It's not going to sell.
I want my vagina to look like this.
Wow, I didn't even know you could do that.
A lot of it's airbrushed, so women are coming in and asking for surgery that the actual models don't have.
Does the media ever feel kind of like socially responsible with this stuff?
You've got to be kidding. You're actually asking me that question.
My daughter's wanted to be a model since she was little.
I go, Maggie, if you can't get rid of the little poogie on the side, what would you think of liposuction? And she goes, plastic surgery is a woman's best friend.
At the end of the day, we're selling dreams, man.
I'm missing a six-pack.
Now, what's the importance of a six-pack?
I don't know.
Stop fixing your body. It was never broken.
America the Beautiful, now playing at the Landmark Century Theater, 2828 North Clark.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News.
The court hearing for a challenge to Wisconsin's same-sex marriage ban has been set for May 30th. Last fall, a circuit court judge rejected university professor William McConkie's claim that the Wisconsin marriage ban violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Now the professor is pursuing the claim that the referendum on the 2006 ballot illegally asked 2 questions, which violates the state's single-subject rule. In 2006, 59% of Wisconsin voters approved the ban. If the judge agrees with McConkie, the amendment will be overturned.
The Russian Health Ministry just ended its ban on blood donations from gay people. The Minister of Health and Social Development signed a repeal of the ban mid-April. The ban had been implemented in September 2001, placing homosexuals in the same high-risk category as drug addicts and prostitutes. Russian activists fought the ban for the past 2 years and see the repeal as a large victory.
Sam Adams won 58% of the vote to become the new mayor of Portland, Oregon. He is the second openly gay mayor of a major U.S. city. In 2004, Adams became Portland's first openly gay city commissioner. There, he helped create Portland's domestic partner registry. The Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund endorsed Adams, as well as Oregon's Secretary of State candidate, Kate Brown, who is openly bisexual.
Following the news that California Supreme Court lifted the state's ban of same-sex marriage, the Human Rights Campaign pledged $500,000 to help keep California's Supreme Court ruling from being overturned. Opponents have proposed a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage that would overturn the ruling. HRC pledged $500,000 to Equality for All to help maintain marriage equality in California.
U.S. Representative Paul Brown, a Republican from Georgia, said he will reintroduce the Federal Marriage Protection Amendment to amend the U.S. Constitution to ban same-sex marriages. Brown said, "What the activist judges in California have shown is that the traditional definition of marriage is under assault by a cadre of lawyers and judges who hold the will of the voters in contempt."
I'm going to hold my tongue. Lesbian talk show host Ellen DeGeneres pressed Republican presidential nominee John McCain about his stance on the gay marriage issue last week on her show. DeGeneres, who announced she will marry Portia de Rossi following the California Supreme Court ruling in June, entered into a friendly debate with the senator. DeGeneres pled her case to the presidential nominee. "We are all the same people, all of us," she said. "You're no different than I am. Our love is the same." McCain said he feels a gay couple should be allowed to enter into legal agreements, but said, "I just believe in the unique status of marriage between man and woman." However, McCain did wish DeGeneres and Rossi the best.
Speculation has been circulating about actress Jodie Foster's supposed split with her partner of 14 years, Sidney Bernard, when reports surfaced that their longtime relationship crumbled because Foster cheated on Bernard with screenwriter Cindy Mort. Foster and Mort worked together on the set of The Brave One. Some say Bernard and Foster are still living together, but their relationship is over.
And that's the Weekend News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Blue Aluminum Bottle Maker.
Mr. Blue Aluminum Bottle Maker.
Your amazing creation allows us to keep our beer, our hands, and the Arctic ice shelf completely cool.
It's really, really cool.
The only problem we have taking a drink: removing our lips from the bottle after taking a drink.
My lips are stuck.
Sure, we need a beer this cold, should we ever find ourselves running wind sprints at the bottom of an active volcano.
I'm on fire!
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh Friar of the Frigid. Now, can somebody please pry this bottle from my frozen hand?
Mr. Blue Aluminum Bottle Maker!
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Milwaukee, June 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Summerfest Grounds on Milwaukee's Lakefront, featuring comedian Wanda Sykes on Friday, June 6th.
If you don't believe in same-sex marriage, then don't marry somebody of the same sex. I understand. How does someone else's marriage affect your marriage? Are straight couples in marriage counseling now? Like, you know, we just ain't been working together since Bill and Ted hooked up.
Windy City Media Group welcomes Natasha Bedingfield, Saturday, June 7th. Indigo Girls, Sunday, June 8th. Indigo Girls. Proudly sponsored by Lacage Nightclub, Pottawatomie Bingo Casino, and Miller Lite. Get discounted tickets and premium reserve seats at PrideFest.com.
And we're back. Deb Pierce, what do you think as a Canadian? Do you all care what's happening with our election, our presidential election? Are you watching it? What's the buzz? Do people think this is crazy that Barack and Hillary are still in it?
No, of course. Of course, we don't think it's crazy. Of course, we pay attention. A, because a lot of our great television stations come from the States here through our cable and satellite network, so it's kind of shoved down our throats. And CNN is as big to us here as it is to you guys for some reason. Even though every time I go to the States, anything north of the border looks like it's all green pasture, and not a single person. And P.S. We don't live in igloos. Of course, we're paying attention to it because it affects us, right? You're a superpower, and we're really close to your border, and we've got people in the war that personally I don't want them to be there. And I do think it's about time for change, because everything that you guys do down there, it affects us. I mean, our gas prices have just gone up 20 cents in the last couple of months.
What is gas up there? Can you translate what it would... Well, it's about... You all are about dollar for dollar with us, right?
Yeah, we're about dollar for dollar. In fact, as the dollar gets a little stronger, I'm going to go shopping south of the border. So there's nothing wrong with south of the border. I'm not saying that. But
ever.
Target, like it. My gas is $1.27, $1.28 a gallon now. A liter.
Yeah, a liter. So...
Yeah, so it's really, I mean, we're affected by the oil prices and all the power struggles that go on with that, and of course with the war and everybody making their own mark on that. But no, I think it's fantastic that you all have Hillary Clinton. I think she's a complete voice of experience. I think she's wonderful. Barack Obama, obviously, in it for change, and I think that that's, in my humble opinion, what the United States of America needs. They don't need another day of that jackass in office, and I think he's completely led everybody down the wrong path, and the weapons of mass destruction, for everyone to very tongue firmly inserted in cheek to make fun of that, that's pretty ridiculous that we were all kind of okay letting him go in there to find these supposed weapons of mass destruction under the guise of him just going in for takeover and for warmongering. It's pretty crazy, just that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we pay a little more attention to American politics. Plus, they're great personalities. I mean, they're great. They're great to watch speak and to hear speak. And I think you'd be in good hands with either of them, don't you, or no?
Yeah, I mean, I am definitely a Hillary lady, which all of our Queercast listeners know. And I like Barack a lot. I would never say anything bad about Barack. I really don't have anything negative to say about him. I just think she is a bigger agent for change, a bigger agent to get things accomplished quickly than he is. I think he will get it. And definitely if he serves two terms, he'll be a force. But I think there's just such an immediacy that we need right now of some major change and somebody who can really reach across party lines. And as I've said, you know, Hillary will go to whatever lengths, and some people owe her favors on both party lines, and she'll use all those things to her advantage. She's just been in the in the brotherhood a lot longer. And
which is isn't that an interesting choice of words, particularly? And I know that that's why you chose it, but it certainly is like that. I mean, Condoleezza Rice is certainly, you know, she's a driving force, and she's within the, you know, the presidency. But to have her, I think she has a significant amount of more experience, doesn't she, Hillary?
Oh, Hillary? Yeah. Hillary has a significant amount. Plus, I mean, just, you know, based on her husband, I mean, she's been around these people for so many years. Like, yeah. I said, I just believe there is a bit of cronyism that will go on with her. However, I think we will need that to bring people together.
I want there to be some sort of scandal with this really hot man, and maybe we won't choose a cigar this time, but I think wouldn't it be interesting to not only get a woman president, but actually have some sort of sex scandal involving Hillary?
Well, you know, people all think she's a lesbian, so...
Well, because strong women, I mean, people
exactly.
think that strong women are all queer, and I'll take that, believe me. I like being affiliated with strong, confident women, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I don't think she's gay. I mean, I don't think Oprah's gay, I don't think she's gay. All these people that people want to think are lesbian, I agree with you. I think they're just strong women, and mm-hmm. we equate that with being mm-hmm. a lesbian. Mm-hmm. However, people like Tom Cruise and these other guys that they say are gay men, I don't even know why we want them. I don't even want them. So
yeah, it's funny how you say Tom Cruise and Oprah sort of in the same. Is she a Scientologist yet?
No.
Like, is that what's happening there?
No.
Well,
no.
Why the big cover up? Why the big urgency to have that that special? I think it was like a 2-day show
yeah.
with Tom Cruise.
I think people reach across. They've got their little connectors and their little links, and I'm sure Oprah's got some protections from the Scientologists, but I don't think she's a Scientologist.
Okay, I'm just checking because you don't know. It's so subversive sometimes. You don't really know.
Hey, you also have probably some thoughts and feedback and advice on what's happening in California, which was the big news of the week and continues to be big news this week.
Yeah, we still talk about it here on Proud FM. There's a lot in the news coming forward. Of course, every celebrity that's ever identified with being queer is being automatically assumed that just because you can, you will get married. Of course, Ellen coming out very publicly. I was very proud of her for being gay on her show for a second. I thought that was fantastic.
She's been gay a lot the past month.
Yeah, good. I haven't been watching it as much as I should just because of my commuting time, but I think that's incredible. That's amazing, and I like to celebrate it, but I also it's a bit of a double-edged sword for me because I like to celebrate the progression of it, but I don't like to have the fight that leads up to it. Just let it be.
Yeah.
It's a basic human right. I mean, it's something that we should all have the right and freedom to choose. It's ridiculous that people... How many states legalize it now?
This will be the second.
Right, and all
if it
of Canada.
I mean, if it doesn't get put as an amendment for the upcoming election, if they don't approve that, and it happens here in 30 days or less, it'll only be after Massachusetts. Now we have other states that have civil unions, but it will be the only other state besides Massachusetts.
Right.
Which
see,
is
I don't
crazy,
even know the verbiage.
Right?
It doesn't. I'm not as concerned with that. If marriage is a word that people think should be a union between a man and a woman, and even that, I mean, I have so many blurred lines of gender myself and my friends, and just the way I think. If people don't want it to be the word marriage, that's fine. We don't want to be part of the 56% divorce rate. Then that's fine. Let's make it a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you think about that?
I think we should call it Ballyhoo and just have a gay old time is what I think.
Thank you, Fred Flintstone, which is ironic for that show. I think it is to celebrate it. That's amazing. Good for them. Good for all the pioneers that stay out there fighting the good fight. I've spent nights, you know, holding placards in the rain and the downtown police corps is the 52 division, so fuck you 52 was the adage for many years about wanting equal rights and that kind of stuff in the downtown core where predominantly the gay bars are.
This is in Toronto. You're speaking when you all were fighting for same-sex marriage as well. Was that a really vigilant time that there was always something going on, that there were always protests? Because I don't feel like we are... we are embodying kind of the activism of the moment as a community here
right.
in the States.
I think it takes a number of couples to file complaints about it, and then in some cases when things are rejected or dejected, then there's the outpouring of you know, a verbal response where we all get out and march. But it's not like the closing down of streets and chanting that it used to be. It's because of all the legal aspects of it, it becomes more of a fight between lawyers and representatives on each side. And then we celebrate, of course, the victories, and we mourn the losses and keep trying to fight the good fight. But no, it's not like, you know, I'm not going to see a bunch of protesters walking by with signs anymore, per se. Not as often, anyway.
So did everybody just run to City Hall once you all could get married?
A lot of people did, and a lot of your people south of the Canadian border have certainly come up, that's for sure. And Proud FM is doing a huge gay wedding thing. It's called the Big Gay Wedding on Top of the World. We're working in conjunction with the CN Tower, which is the tallest already built freestanding structure in the world. And so they are, you know, they're not necessarily by any stretch a gay-identified structure, but they've teamed up with Proud FM to do gay weddings to kick off Pride Week here from June 20th to 29th.
How fun is that?
That's incredible. It's like people in Paris going to the Eiffel Tower, all the gays going to the Eiffel Tower.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's really lucky, and not a day goes by that we don't appreciate it, but we also know that that's well within our right to be able to have.
Well, now... It's absolutely equal up there. I mean, absolutely in Canada, just so people get this through their head. Like, I mean, you all have, we've talked about on this show before that you have universal health care, so you all don't have to worry about your free health care.
Right.
But if a lesbian couple has a baby, do the same, all of these things still apply for...
They absolutely do, and now you can put both mothers or both both mothers on the birth certificate. I was going to say gift certificate. Yes, I bought a child. And no, the mother, the birth mother, and the birth mother's partner, the other mother, if you will, they're both allowed to be on the birth certificate now.
Wow,
isn't that incredible?
That's incredible.
Mine, Janice. Yeah, Janice Purdy told me that she lives upstairs. She works upstairs. Her partner, Diana, has had one child. She's had another child, and they're both, they didn't know about that, or it wasn't legal at first. So the first baby, Eli, it's just the birth mother's name on the birth certificate, but Jonathan, Janice is the birth mother for that child. They're both, Diane and Janice, are both on there.
So what do we call, like, donor is just donor, or do they even identify the donor?
You don't have to, I don't think.
Wow.
I mean, you can if you want, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I think in fairness, like, I'm sort of, I don't know, I'm kind of toying with the idea of having a child. I always have wanted one, but now I'm feeling, I don't know, perimenopausal or something. I just feel like I'm always hot all the time. I'm like, oh, my God, if I don't have a baby in the next year, it's just not going to happen.
But it can happen. It depends on how good your eggs are.
Well, I think they're exceptional. Thanks for asking. I think they're good. I think, could you imagine if you agree, how are your eggs? How are your eggs today?
My eggs are never very good, actually.
Oh, mine are exceptional.
Are they?
I am like clockwork.
Good for you. I'm like clockwork, but that has nothing to do with my eggs, I don't think.
I think the timing of it and all that stuff does have to do with it.
I was speaking
with this woman, yeah. You know how the world just kind of brings different people into your life at different times, obviously.
Yeah.
Without getting too, you know, peace, love, and road hockey about it.
You were brought into mine just at the road hockey moment of time.
That's a true story, and I'm in the room that we did my interview in.
Oh.
Show number 18. What was it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
It was our show with RuPaul.
People can go back into the archives to look for that show.
Yeah.
But yeah, people were brought into, and this woman, she works with women and talks about fertility and does all that kind of stuff. So for some reason, a friend through a friend, her name's Kathleen, was introduced to me, and all the questions that I didn't want to ask my doctor, because you have to pay for even phone consults with your doctor. Not everything's free here. I just picked her brain about baby stuff, and I'm going to be 39 next Tuesday. June 3rd is my birthday.
Aw, happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm going to be on stage for Evil Dead, the musical.
Evil Dead, the musical?
Yep.
Oh, my God. We have to talk about that at some point.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what I'm in for. I've never seen it, and I have to stay below the stage the whole time. And I think I come up through the stage conducting, and then I go back down again.
Oh my God.
So random. It's
you
so
absolutely
great.
Have to watch Evil Dead if you've never seen it.
I don't think I have.
All right. Best.
How funny is that, Evil Dead, the musical?
That's brilliant.
And the day after that is our True Colors concert. When do you guys have True Colors?
True Colors is coming up here, is it like the 10th or 11th of June? I'll be going to that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. B-52, Cyndi Lauper. Yeah, amazing.
Tegan and Sarah are coming here.
What did you say?
Tegan and Sarah are coming here.
My best friend Whitney is in love with Tegan and Sarah. She went to New York City last week just to see them.
They're brilliant. They're really, really great. Oh, my God. We have to talk about concerts and entertainment.
Okay,
so
okay.
We're going to break, do a couple of spots, and also tell you what's going on in the theater scene. Then we'll be back with Deb Pierce. We're going to talk about what we're looking forward to in the next few weeks in the concert and theater scene.
Broadway's Tony-winning smash hit musical Avenue Q is for you.
If you've ever put out the garbage.
If you've ever put out.
If you're in the closet.
If your friend's in the closet.
If your coat's in the closet.
If you're in college.
If you wish you were back in college.
If you're a Democrat.
A Republican.
A Scientologist.
A gynecologist.
If you're a potty mouth.
If you're a potty animal.
If you want a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical with something for everyone.
Avenue Q is for you.
May 27th through June 7th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of May 26, 2008, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Bohemian Theater Ensemble presents the musical phenomenon Jekyll and Hyde. Boho Theater presents their complete reimagining of this gothic tale, accentuating the power of the original in a fresh, exciting new way. Playing May 30th through July 20th at the Theater Building, Chicago, 1225 West Belmont. Call 773-327-5252 for tickets. Mention the word facade, if you can spell it, and get $5 off the regular ticket price.
Get your toughest problem solved by a beloved Chicago expert. Judith Ivey comes to Northlight Theater fresh from Broadway to star as columnist Ann Landers in The Lady with All the Answers, playing through June 29th. For information or to purchase tickets, call 847-673-6300 or visit northlight.org.
For more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi there, I'm Proud FM's Deb Pierce, Toronto's official queer respondent. I'll be keeping you plugged into what's hot in Toronto this summer. Toronto's patio season is upon us, and that means Pride Week isn't that far away. Come join me and a million other people for Unified the week of June 20th to 29th. It promises to be one of the best prides ever, with headliner Sandra Bernhard and Spice Girl Melanie C already confirmed to perform. Look for me in Chicago on Friday, June 13th at Gay Idol at Circuit Nightclub. Visit www.torontotourism.com to find out why you should be heading to Toronto this summer. Hope to see you soon.
Hi, this is Valerie Smaldone, and I'm backstage at the Royal George Theatre watching the multi-talented Mark Nadler and his new show, Russian on the Side, a zany 90-minute song and dance journey. It's a laugh-out-loud night at the theatre. Don't miss the performer Rex Reed calls a combination of Danny Kaye and all the Marx Brothers put together, Russian on the Side, the pre-Broadway engagement, April 22nd through June 15th only at the Royal George Theatre. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by phone at 312-902-1500. Call now!
All right, Deb, so I am going to see The Witch. The Witch, Stevie Nicks. She threw a shawl over my lamp and it cascaded medieval shadows on the wall. Stevie, I love you.
I love
Sandra Bernhard.
It's her birthday today.
Whose?
Stevie Nicks, 60 years old today.
60 years old today?
Today.
I did not know that.
That's a true story.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that's true. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing tomorrow night.
Tell me what you're doing, because I heard you were doing something with Stevie Nicks, and I don't know what it is.
Yes. We are doing, at my open mic night, starting at 9, doors open at 9, the show starts at 10, it's free, and it's everything Stevie. Drag kings, drag queens, singing, spoken word, live singing performances, and of course a birthday cake, crystal balls, crystal visions on every single table, a dime bag of Coke flour, dime bag of Coke for everyone that gets on and off stage because of, you know, Fleetwood Mac, drugs, whatever.
Yes.
It's
gold
going
dust
to be
woman.
Exceptional.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yep, she is a gold dust woman, that Rhiannon. So could you imagine trying to create a whole sentence, like a whole paragraph with just names of their songs?
I could probably do it.
I know. Well, there'd have to be a landslide for me to get my ass in gear for that.
That's true.
See what I did there?
You did.
Yeah, thanks.
It's very good.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. But I guess New York City has a night of 1,000 Stevies, and the guy that's helping to run this, in fact, the guy that proposed this to me, is sort of taking a piece of the page from that. So that's what's happening for me. But when are you going to see Stevie Nicks?
I am going to see Stevie Nicks on June 14th, I think.
Amazing.
I can't remember all my dates. I'm on a holiday and I had a massage. So right now, dates are kind of escaping me. And I'm usually a numbers kind of person.
That's okay. You enjoy your Zen moment because God knows.
I'm having a Zen moment. And yeah. But when I see Stevie, now I saw Stevie last year with Mitchell, who is on the show. And Kelly was a virgin to seeing Stevie. So we had the best time ever. Now I'm going with another friend, Patty, who is absolutely loves Stevie. And when she heard that I had seen her, she said, oh, my God, next time you know she's coming, we have to go. So I'm going with her and her partner and another friend because Kelly's going to be out of town. And I'm so excited. The first thing I can say is that she is an awesome voice to be 60 years old. She sounded so good last year, I was blown away.
She was born with a real gift of natural, perfect talent. Like, she's just great.
She is, but she's had some crusty years. She's had some years where that voice has got some cobwebs on it and sounded
well,
a little hard.
I heard that there was an interview.
She sounds so good right now.
Well, with her and Sheryl Crow, they did an interview together or something, and somebody said, okay, I'm going to, who was it? Was it Oprah? Somebody sat them down and said, okay, McDonald's or Burger King. And whoever was with Stevie Nicks answered Burger King, and Stevie Nicks said, are you kidding? And then I guess there was another question of paper or plastic as far as shopping.
Uh-huh.
And the other person said, oh, of course, paper. And I guess, allegedly, Stevie Nicks said, I don't do my own shopping. So I guess when you're Stevie Nicks, maybe you don't do your own shopping.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't
do your own shopping and you don't go to Burger King or McDonald's.
No, I guess you don't.
Not even for a Shamrock Shake.
Oh, my God. Who can say no to that?
I don't know. I can't say no to that Southern-style chicken sandwich that is looking at me all the damn time now on the billboards. Kelly's like, what makes it Southern style? I said, I don't know. And then we ordered one just to see. And it has no mayo on it. And I said, that is a sham because no Southern style anything would not have mayo on it.
Well, yeah, the more fat. Is there really can you actually batter and deep fry steak?
You can batter and deep fry anything.
But isn't that called Southern fried steak?
Country fried.
Country fried steak.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
It is. And good.
And good. My God, that must be good.
It is. It's some kind of good. Well, hey, I have to tell you one funny piece of trivia.
Please.
That I heard, folks, and that is that Madonna raised almost $500,000. Almost $500,000 for AIDS research. So whatever she has to do to raise money for AIDS, I love that the girl will go there. But she auctioned off the contents of her purse for $500,000. And in it was a magnifying mirror, because she's getting old now too. I'm sure she kind of needs the help. Hair clips.
Yes.
Hair clips. Blotting tissues. I'm sure those were like her little Bobby Brown blotting tissues. And lip gloss. Along with a custom-made white guitar and diamond encrusted Chanel bag. And that was at the Cannes Film Festival.
No car keys, no tampons, no gum, and no cell phone?
I don't know if the woman's still bleeding. Has she bled since, like, Papa Don't Preach? Because
I don't know.
So
I think
skinny?
She commands the world to not let her bleed.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think her children were born in time capsules.
They were hatched, for
they
sure.
They were hatched.
Get this out of me. I'm done.
They're so beautiful, both of them.
Yeah,
Rocco
they are.
And Lourdes.
Yeah, beautiful.
$500,000 for your fucking hair clips, your blotting tissues, your lip gloss, and
who
your
bought
mirror.
It? Do we know?
We don't. Some wonderful person who wants to either sniff Madonna's things or really cares about AIDS research.
Can you imagine? They haven't left the house since. I love the smell of the purse.
It's crazy.
$500,000. Jesus, the people, that's great. Good for her.
Bucks.
See, that's why she's Madonna and there is no other. And I don't think anyone should even try to touch that.
Queen, you know, Madge.
I have always said that Carol Pope, do you know that name, Carol Pope of Rough Trade?
Yeah.
Okay. She is, I think, Canada's version of Madonna. Before Madonna was Madonna, she was doing things outrageous, sexualizing things, humping things, singing about humping things a little bit before Madonna was. And she, you know, she doesn't have quite the notoriety, unfortunately, that Madonna has. But I just like anybody that's going to go out there, balls out, and she's always changing. She's always cutting edge. And, of course, she looks older. You've got the Hard Candy album, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I downloaded it on iTunes.
Okay. Well, people are always surprised she's looking old. Yes, so are you.
Yeah.
We all are.
Yeah.
Including her.
Yeah.
And she's solid as a rock, and she's a yoga, like, I don't know what she does. I don't know what
she's
happens.
She's a yogi, I think. She's so
good. I was
just
going to say, like, yoga master? I don't even know what
I think they're called yogis.
She's a yogurt.
She's a yogurt.
She's a yo girl. She's a yo girl.
She's yo-yo. Yo-yo what? Madge is what she is.
Yo-yo. Instead of yo-yo Ma, it's yo-yo Madge.
Yo-yo Madge. Yeah, it's true because, you know, as people are wont to do, I don't care if you're gay or if you're straight, but we, you know, we're getting ready for bed at night. You kind of are looking in the mirror and Kelly looks at me the other day and she goes, oh, my God, I'm getting old. I have these lines here and I don't like them. And I said, yeah, you're getting old. You're getting old. And she was like, oh, well, that's not nice. That's not the thing to say to me. And I'm like, you want me to lie to you and say you're the only person walking the planet that's actually going backwards in time? You're getting older. This is what the fuck happens.
So and it's well-deserved and well-earned, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Every line that I get, I'm surprised by because I physically do not feel my age. Whatever that's supposed to feel like, I really don't feel like I feel it or that I look it. But I've just come off the cabbage soup diet and lost 9 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm going to lose another 11 in the next 25 days because it's 25 days till Pride.
Yep. So you're getting in shape for the Pride celebrations.
Absolutely. I'm such a boy that way. I really want to get my, you know, get my circuit party body on, which is going to take maybe more than... In just 7 days, they can't make me a, you know... But in 25 days, I'm going to lose another 11 pounds. But the more, you know, little bits of weight that I lose here and there, the more the wrinkles come.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my face is, you know, not full, but, you know, things kind of stretch out when you're a little bit bigger. And then you start to lose weight, and then the wrinkles come a little more.
Oh.
I'm not painting a very good picture of myself.
Botox. Oh, you're totally hot. You're totally hot. You're totally hot, and everybody's going to see you when they come out to the Windy City Gay Idol. Hey, folks, we got to wrap up this show, but next show, Deb's still going to be on with me, and also I'm going to have the band The Locals, speaking of some hot music. Gosh, we've talked about lots of hot music this show.
There's a lot of it.
There's a lot of it. And we're also going to be talking about Pride, how we celebrate Pride here in the States, and how they... celebrate Pride up there Canadian style. So Deb Pierce, thanks for being on with me today. And also on our next show, the review from Richard Knight Jr. is Sex in the City all you think it's gonna be? I don't know. And hope you all checked out the cover of Night Spots magazine after listening to this. You can download it on our side because portraying all four of the fabulous women of Sex in the City is yours truly, Amy Matheny. So you get to see me as Charlotte, Carrie, Miranda, and, well, the slutty one. It's gonna be fun. Check it out, folks. And Deb Pierce, we'll be back with you next show.
Can't wait.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now. Would you even try? And he says, Rihanna.
don't go. And he says, Rihanna, stay. And he says, I still